Hi, everyone. This is Lynn Selmer with PL Buyer. I'm at FMI's Private Brand Summit in Chicago. I'm here with one of the presenters, Todd Hale, Senior Vice President of Consumer and Shopper Insights with Nielsen. Hi, Todd. Welcome.
Hi, Lynn. Thank you.
First off, you had mentioned how innovation is so important when it comes to private label. Why is that?
Well, I think if you're not innovating, creating products that are unique and different that deliver real value or quality to shoppers, you're missing the mark because that's what brands do. Brands innovate to stay new and improved and unique, and that's how they win long term.
You had also mentioned that private label is overdeveloped in commodity-driven categories. What should that be telling retailers?
Well, I don't think it's such a bad thing that they're in those categories. Obviously, it challenges to them in terms of managing commodity price increases and how that affects their long-term growth and margins. But it also, I think that more importantly, it speaks to some opportunities for them to venture into some new categories. And but again, venturing into new categories that makes sense for them as well as for their shoppers.
What suggestions do you have for retailers when it comes to better managing their price gap?
Well, I think a couple things. Number one, first and foremost, I think some retailers don't necessarily manage private label, the whole process in terms of innovation and pricing and promotion from the same people. If you've got different people managing price from what's on the shelf and the quality perception of the product, it's a problem. And you get some misconnects with shoppers and some confusion with shoppers. So our opinion is you just need to have it managed as a brand, and as a brand should, more holistically rather than by individual groups.
At another recent private brand conference, one of the presenters stated that he feels that the three-tier private label model is extinct. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's not extinct in the U.S. Actually, in the U.K. and European countries, the premium tier is having an issue, but I think it's probably having more of an issue there because of what's going on with their economy there. So the development of private label is nowhere near where it is in the U.K. and Europe as it is here. So I think there's still opportunity for premium development, and you see a lot of focus from some retailers around that premium tier.
Mm-hmm. You had also mentioned during your presentation that you think that Hispanic is a really big growth area for a private label. What do you think that retailers should be taking away from that as well?
Well, a couple things. Number one, attitudinally, they're very connected, and I would argue where they shop today may be driving some of their lower share, but they are a group that has learned that a club channel is very important to them. Costco is a big brand and retailer among them. You don't have to turn your store into a store that looks like a store from Mexico. You just need to deliver value and the right line of products, and certainly the food offering and the fresh foods that are available in a club chain and some other retailers obviously is something that's connected well with their shoppers.
Hey, well, thanks for speaking with us today, Todd.
Thanks, Lynn. All right.